we have news about the cancellation of Deadpool and what that means? Do we have more news involving Fox and what's going on with the New Mutants? And does Venom have a composer? Yes! Welcome to Marvel Movie News!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News!
Excelsior to you, my merry Marvelites! Welcome to a very special, very speedy, very newsful, in rapid fashion episode of Marvel Movie News. This is episode 174, and we are coming to you live from a taco truck of sadness, discussing all of the sorrow I feel about this travesty that is the Deadpool cancellation. We have information about Deadpool, we have the show shape, we have the tone, and we have lots of tears. Now, we are here to tell you why you should be as excited as we are about all the news from all the studios and everything Marvel. You can find us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News. You can find us on youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. You can find us on through Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at MarvelNewsBTN or at the Popcorn Talk. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Follow us, like us, and if you retweet a link from the live show whilst we are live, Ant Manthony in the booth will retweet you.
What up, Marvelites? It's Ant Manthony in the booth here. Oh my god, the New Mutants just can't get a break.
Fox, man. Break. Fox is just figuring their life out. Fox and FX, which we'll dive into.
Oh my god. Yeah, double whammy right there. Taking it real hard over here.
Now, we are also joined by our new associate producer, Amy Cassandra Martinez. Welcome, welcome.
Hello, thank you. It's so nice to be here.
We usually would be talking to her constantly, and next week in our extra-sized issue of 175 proportions, where we also reveal the fan art, Amy will be joining us. There'll be lots more, but she helped to shape the news this week, so I wanted to thank her before we dive into speed round. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Let's do this.
Thanks for joining us. Okay, so the Deadpool series. Guys, internet. Deadpool is, as you know, very near and dear to my heart, and I was already upset about the Deadpool cancellation because you told me Donald Glover and Stephen Glover meets the Archer team, meets FX Networks, meets the irreverence that Donald Glover brings to everything he does, and that is the perfect storm of happiness. That is every flavor of ice cream at once that I want. That is Deadpool, and I was already upset. But then, since our last show, Donald Glover himself released a script that was written for the sole purpose of announcing the cancellation, which is the most Deadpool move imaginable. This man, in the voice of Deadpool, released a script about Deadpool being canceled, which told us that it was canceled last minute, wasn't his call, he had plenty of time. It told us he wrote it in the last 48 hours because the references in pop culture were that recent. It also told us that the man understood the voice of Deadpool in a way that I've never encountered before. It was a greatest hits. This man was writing through Deadpool in a way that felt like he was getting his own therapy out of it, which I love because that's Deadpool. Deadpool deals with stress with comedy, and Donald Glover felt like he was airing a lot of his problems through the character of Deadpool, which is exactly what you do. The man was dealing with the studio madness. The man was dealing with the pressure of writing Deadpool. The man was putting in pop culture things that were so relevant that they only existed in that one moment. That is Deadpool. Taylor Swift was the reason the show got pulled off the air. There was a Taylor Swift episode, which we'll get to in a minute, but I just need to mention that Donald Glover himself as an entity is so underappreciated, and he kind of made Deadpool feel like that in a way I've never experienced. There was a line of dialogue about something that's been around a million years but only recently appreciated. That felt to me like, hey, that's Donald Glover. Hey, that's Stephen Glover. Atlanta is everything. But the dude's been winning awards in everything he's touched forever. This is my mission statement, internet. Find a place for this show, because those 14 pages were more Deadpool than even the movie, which I thought was perfect. I saw something perfect, and then I saw something more perfect. I didn't know that color existed. I didn't know that flavor existed. That was a new thing for me, and it was great. So if you haven't read the 14 pages, go find it. It reads like a greatest hits. There's actually a great article on Complex by a writer at Call on Twitter. I tweeted it just yesterday. It's incredible. It talks about Donald Glover is the internet. The man writes in so many layers that it's the most perfect way to get Deadpool right. And you can do Deadpool so wrong. So a moment of silence for Deadpool. And I really want this show to go. And I need to also say the animation you guys all sent me, that was from Titmouse, which was a company that had originally sent in a bid on the animation, so thank you guys all for sending it. I don't think that was going to be the final animation, because as far as I know, it was going to be the Archer guys, but Titmouse was like, oh, well, now that the show's canceled, check out what we were going to do, and it looked great. It was inspiring, it was beautiful, and the episode itself called Finale, that was kind of a joke. That was an in-joke on this is the finale because it doesn't exist. That wasn't going to be the finale episode, as far as I know, because it was just written to announce why it was canceled. He referenced someone reading it, not watching it, and how sad that made him. him. He also referenced the president in an insane way that was so on point. This just, I can't say enough, and I only have 30 minutes because we're doing a speedy episode. Find it. It's incredible. And tweet me about it. Let's talk about it. Donald Glover, Stephen Glover, you guys are amazing. Thank you. Stephen Glover also said, who was co-writing the show, who also co-writes Atlanta with his brother, said, Marvel hasn't really said why exactly they parted ways in the series, but Stephen Glover had said that it's due to creative differences involving a Taylor Swift episode that was hilarious, but was definitely the last straw. I don't even know what that means, but I must know. These 10 episodes need to see the light of day wherever they can. I'm done ranting about the Deadpool animated series for now until next week, when I'm sure it's going to come up again. And for the rest of my life until I see it, I will be weeping uncontrollably off air. Tweet me, talk to me. Let's discuss the animated series and what it could have been. Much love to you guys. And thank you, Donald Stephen Glover, even for that 14 pages. Even for that, it was perfect. Okay, moving on to Black Panther. Now, we usually open with Black Panther for Markeia, but I let it Deadpool because Markeia's not here. Markeia couldn't make it today. I couldn't make it today, but I rescheduled a bunch of stuff. The reason this episode is so short and why I'm flying through stuff is I have to be out of here at 2:30 instead of the usual 3, but it was more important for me to get you guys the news than to not be here. So speedy is better than none. This episode will live on. I love you guys. This is for you. And next week we're having an extra long, extra size anniversary episode in honor of you guys. So thank you very much for your patience this week. Black Panther. Black Panther, the composer from Black Panther, which you obviously experienced because the world has watched it twice. It's made all the money. The score in that movie is a part of the lifeblood of it, the part of the pulse of it. There's so much going on, and Kendrick Lamar and the composer, Mr. Ludwig Göransson, made that movie feel so much heart and so much pace and such grandiose scope. Music is such a big part of that. So I want to just say, Venom, no matter what you feel about the movie not involving Spider-Man, he's in it though, you will realize that if you assemble enough great pieces, a movie can be something really special. This, to me, lends more, oh my god, it's going to be incredible. You put the right team together, you can make something truly special. A lot of the rumors about Venom only being in it for 5 minutes, even Tom Hardy's commented on. Tom Hardy's like, guys, wait until the movie's done. The movie's not even cut yet. They couldn't possibly know how much Venom is isn't because nobody's seen it. So be patient. The team's great. Tom Hardy, I trust, and I'm excited the composer from Black Panther is involved. All right, now, in speaking of another host that's no longer with the show, but not like Markeia, she'll be back next week. In honor of Mr. Matt Key, Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange has confirmed its sequel villain and some story details, according to the writer. Now, Cumberbatch is obviously going to be in both Infinity War and Avengers 4, and we are assuming he makes it out alive, or at least some sort of reality gem, something brings him back, because he might very well die. Now, Derrickson and Robert C. Cargill wrote the first movie, and they've been teasing that they're working together again, and Cargill has said, quote, me and Scott have not laid the groundwork for it, but what I can say is that I have a feeling that whatever Nightmare is involved with, Baron Mordo being somebody who considers himself the defender of natural law, will have something to do with it. That is a huge thing to just say. Nightmare, Baron Mordo, those are giant titans of the Doctor Strange world, and having them as villains shows the escalation and the scope, and I think he'll finally officially be the Sorcerer Supreme after Avengers 4. I think that's something that gets bestowed upon him between now and then. He's not in training anymore. The man is Doctor Strange. I can't wait to see the escalation. And also said, quote, I do not know that whether we're attached to it or not, that Marvel plans on working toward that ending and fully realizing Mordo as more than just a cardboard cutout villain, but actually taking him to kind of Loki levels of awesome. That's the goal. You cast Chiwetel Ejiofor, you do not just have him light and fluffy. You dive in. That man is a talent. That man can play a lot of things. I don't even think he was cardboard in the first one. That is just what this quote says. It's not coming out of my mouth. He was great, and I think he can be greater. I think Doctor Strange is a character where you can dive into a lot of mental, insane visuals while also diving into the psychology of a villain, and that's the beauty dichotomy of this kind of character. There's so much you can do with it. So I'm really excited for Doctor Strange 2, and moving on to Venom. Venom Part 2 today. There is a rumor that Woody Harrelson, this just broke, is playing Carnage. Now, this has come us from a lot of different sources. This is coming from a lot of different places, but it's still a rumor. So the biggest grain of salt, and it's not a spoiler because it might not be true. Woody Harrelson is a man known for playing psychotic characters with a penchant for a little southern flair. Carnage, guys. Like, Cletus Cassidy, his name is Cletus. This is a man who's got a hick side, who's insane, that is just such a powerhouse. I love the idea of Woody Harrelson in this. I love that Woody Harrelson can play the straight cop in True Detective, but he can also play, you know, natural born killers insane. And that's great for Cletus. That's a lot of depth and range. And you don't put Woody Harrelson as a beat cop. You don't have him just as a desk jockey. It's Woody Harrelson. So the idea of Woody Harrelson playing Carnage, I love it. I think it's a great idea. I did not anticipate it. I would never have fan casted that. But now that it's the thing, yes, please, all about it. So if that rumor's true, great. If not, I'm sure they cast someone amazing. So we also have some more rumors involving casting with X-Men Dark Phoenix. Now, we know Jessica Chastain is in this movie. We know that. We don't know who she's playing. The one image we had officially of X-Men Dark Phoenix was just her standing for the longest time. So we know she's an integral part of the movie. Rumor is she's Miss Sinister. Now, that's incredibly exciting because Sinister is a character that has been so important to the X-Men mythos, especially how he genetically alters mutants and tries to find the perfect mutant, tries to find the perfect genes, and he's obsessed with the Summers, and that almost it almost led us to this amazing story where Gambit, I think they were going for it, where Gambit was going to be the third Cyclops brother. If you dive back into the old X-Men comics, I think that's where they were going. It ended up being an X-Men we hadn't really known yet, so it was something really special. But Sinister, I love that he can cause such broad storytelling devices, and in the comics he can be both a villain but also help them for short periods of time, but only when it benefits him. Brian Cranston has said he wanted to play Sinister, which everyone was excited about, but now Jessica Chastain is Miss Sinister. That'd be amazing. She's so talented and calculating and intelligent, and she speaks so well that I'd love to see that character get that kind of gravitas, and having it be Jessica Chastain, yes. Now rumor was the New Mutants had cast Daniel Craig as Mr. Sinister, and that was going to be a post-credit scene in New Mutants. Clearly, New Mutants is going through a giant swath of reshoots, and I don't know if they even shot the Daniel Craig thing. It was, once again, that's a rumor. There's a 5% knowledge there. I don't know what that means, but it looks like if that was the case, that's not going to be there anymore, unless Miss Sinister, Mr. Sinister, two things. We don't know, but New Mutants is getting reshaped. We're not sure for what reason exactly. Everything is conjecture, but we have heard they cut Warlock because of budget. Now, Warlock is a character everyone assumed was getting added in the reshoots, but it sounds like originally Warlock was there. Warlock was involved, and Warlock is going to have to be almost completely CGI, if not all CGI. This is a character that looks insane, is insane, speaks insane, and if you're trying to go with like a nuanced, down-to-earth superhero movie, it's hard to include a character like Warlock. So I could see if they removed him for that reason. But he's so integral to the New Mutants, I'm hoping he's either involved in the reshoots or he's in the sequel. We don't know what's going on there, but rumor is that's why he's not there. The budget was smaller, which could get us a cool 70s horror film, which is what the trailer looked like, which is I hope what they're landing for. But rumor has it now that with the reshoots, they have cast Antonio Banderas as a character in the movie, and we don't even know who he might be. It's just an idea. It's a shape of a thing. Antonio Banderas, he's involved. We don't know how. I doubt he'd be Mr. Sinister unless there's a post-credit Dark Phoenix leading into Mr. Sinister New Mutants. That's the only way I could see that really working. If you just introduce Miss Sinister, read about him, read the comics, see what you think of these characters. Let me know what you guys think. But the tracking board is reporting all of that stuff, and things seem to be coming together for New Mutants, and I'm still optimistic. I'm still hopeful that goes somewhere. And we also have a quote about New Mutants from Josh Boone saying, "These are all going to be horror movies, and they're going to be their own distinct kind of horror movies. This is certainly the rubber reality supernatural horror movie. The next one will completely different kind of horror movie." So rubber implies to me like the 70s grounded practical. I'm hoping that's what he's saying. Our take was going to go examine the horror genre through comic book movies and make each of its own sort of distinct horror film drawing from the big events that we love in the comics. So it sounds like he planned an entire like an anthology, like this beautiful varying degrees of horror, very different types of horror. And I love that the Fox universe can have its own corner where if you have a horror genre, you can branch into it. You've got like House on Haunted Hill versus House of a Thousand Corpses. There's so many different types of horror. And I know a lot of people at AfterBuzz here, they're horror junkies. It would have been amazing to have an entire corner of the mutant universe be just focused on horror and have each of those be different. So if reshoots and delaying a year get us this corner of the universe, I'm all for it. Josh Boone sounds like he has an idea. He has a shape, and rumor has it they're reshooting it to be more like his vision. So yes, please. That sounds fantastic. So we'll see what happens with New Mutants. We're going to move on to other things in Fox News. The Fantastic Four. Now, when you have comics get revitalized, that usually is telling of a character is going to be introduced in movies. This is conjecture. Once again, a lot of rumors today, and this is my theory, but Fantastic Four being brought back in the comics in such a big way, Dan Slott, Sarah Pacelli, titans of the entertainment industry. Dan Slott's just getting off a huge run on Amazing Spider-Man, and Sarah Pacelli did an incredible job on Ultimate Spider-Man. These two names on a book is instant sell. When you make that a Fantastic Four book, like, Thing has been in the Doctor Doom Iron Man. Human Torch has been in the Spectacular Spider-Man. Sue Storm has been nowhere to be found. And Mr. Fantastic is only his evil ultimate self. We haven't had Fantastic Four in years. And that, I think, is largely because of rights issues and the, you know, little squabbles with Fox. Obviously, they own the rights to the characters in the comics, but they're not making comics to sell more for Fox. So I think this is pretty indicative of how far along the Fox-Marvel merger might be. I think this might mean, hey, look at these characters. Let's see how they're doing. Maybe they get back into a movie. Maybe you know, you put one of them in one of these X-Men movies. Maybe you put one of them in the Deadpool movie. Maybe some of this ties into where things are going. I think Fantastic Four in the comic movie universe, getting brought back in the comic universe, could be huge and indicative of where we're going. Plus, support new comics, guys. If you watch this show, you love comics. If you love comics, buy them. Things can't exist if you don't support them. Money is that way. So I always say, vote with your wallet. If you like the Fantastic Four, buy the comic. If you like these creators, buy their work. The only way these things get to keep going is if we support them. So I think it's really important that this title comes out. And if you like it, buy issue 2, not just issue 1, if you like it. If you don't, make your choices. So, Fantastic Four is back in comics. It's exciting. It's coming out this summer. Let's find out in August how it is. John Boyega. We know we like him. He's everywhere. The man is a franchise king. He's also awesome. John Boyega is keeping Pacific Rim afloat. He is such a heart of that movie. He is such an important, like, you follow in Idris Elba's footsteps. Those are big feet, man. And he rocks it. Like, whatever you liked about Pacific Rim, John Boyega was definitely something that's like, yeah. And he's a Jedi. The dude is awesome in Star Wars. I'm a Boyega guy. I like him. So he's been taking meetings with Marvel, which is always exciting. And if you're a young actor in Hollywood, that's your move. You want to be in a Marvel franchise. So he said at AwesomeCon Washington, quote, maybe, that he met with Marvel in the past, but he would be up to playing a superhero somewhere, quote, down the line. I've been into meetings before at Marvel, and I'm a big fan of what they're doing, but right now I'm just trying to get over Infinity War trailer. Thanos is not kidding around. I'm happy to be part of Star Wars now, but down the line, I would definitely love to play a Marvel hero. I believe it would be a spit in the face of Wesley Snipes, though, if I took Blade. I like Wesley, and he actually followed me on Twitter the other day. I went in his DMs and was like, oh, no, it's an honor to meet you. By the way, you are Blade. I also love that John Boyega sounds like one of us. Like, John Boyega talking about Wesley Snipes following him on Twitter and getting excited and saying he's Blade, and also him talking about, like, the Thanos trailer. That is so earnest and lovely, and he sounds like a fan, and I love when people that are invested in these characters before they're part of it are in there. I love when Josh Brolin talks about watching Deadpool and now he's playing Cable. I love when these actors are like, yeah, I love this universe as a fan, so I'd love to be a part of it. And this, to me, he considers Wesley Snipes Blade, which is true. Blade is such an underappreciated start of the Marvel Universe, not the MCU, but Marvel Comics. So I love that Wesley Snipes gets some love here. I love that the fan petitions are getting noticed to the level that Blade himself is noticing maybe the new Blade. This is fantastic. Boyega taking meetings is very exciting, and he's very smart to play coy, pun intended. All right, Infinity War. Thanos, speaking of Josh Brolin, has sent out a memo. Thanos demands your silence, fans, audience members. He said in a letter posted on the internet that many of the Avengers are posting, quote, "We are asking that we see Infinity War in the coming months, that you maintain the same level of secrecy that all fans can have an equal experience when they watch it for the first time. Don't spoil it for others the same way you wouldn't want it spoiled for you. Good luck and happy viewing. # Thanos demands your silence." Guys, everybody dies. We just can't know. Like, this is the most telling thing. They're releasing it day and date worldwide. They're asking for please consideration, which I appreciate so much, guys. Spoilers are the worst if you're not looking for them. If you stumble across a spoiler, that is so, like, you can't unknow something. You can never have the experience of seeing something for the first time, which is why I'm glad they didn't rush Venom. I will never get to see Venom for the first time again, so I can't wait to see him write. This, to me, is Marvel and Kevin Feige and the cast going, guys, please. And I've also heard that a lot of the cast hasn't even seen the movie yet, that a lot of the cast doesn't know the full story. So they're alternate ending, Lord of the Ringsing, and like all of this thing. They're shaping it like a J.J. Abrams movie where nobody knows everything. I'm really excited, and I really hope that you guys, if you're diehard Marvelites watching this show, please listen. If you see the movie on Thursday and it's sold out for your best friend till Saturday, don't talk about it. Respect that. This is going to change the game. It comes out day and date on the 27th, which means some of us can see it on the 26th. I am blessed in that I get to go to a screening on the 24th, but I will not tell a word until the 26th/7th because I respect that. And ask people, like, if they want to know. This could be the biggest event in our lifetime. This is Star Wars. This is going back. This is 10 years of movie making. This is 19 films in the making. This is the 19th film. Nothing like this has ever been done before. So it would be really bad to find out something you didn't want to know in the third act beforehand. And the trailers have done an amazing job not telling us too much. So as respecting Marvelites, everyone, I love you. Listen to Thanos. He's got this. Okay. We just covered an hour of news in 20 minutes. So in the next 3 minutes, I would love to hear what our associate producer's thoughts are. What are your favorite news stories of the week, and what do you think of some of this stuff?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I really loved Thanos telling us what to do. Like, thank you. Yes, because I think a lot of people in the chat were saying, yeah, I really don't want to spoil anything. So I agree. I think that as long as we're all on the same page, I think we can all enjoy Infinity War the same way. So I really did like that. Other news that I really did enjoy, you know, I'm okay with waiting for movies to get better.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I understand the anticipation, but it's fine. It's fine. As long as there are reshoots done for a certain reason,
yeah,
then it's cool. But yeah. Yeah. So I really did enjoy you guys chatting a lot with us. Lots of opinions.
Yeah. I was wondering with the live chat, since I was speed rolling, I didn't get a chance to peek in there. What are people saying?
So, well, some people were talking about, like, John Boyega being, some people were wanting him to play Blade or Bishop. Ooh. Some people were talking about Josh Boone and exactly like why he's directing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, people were saying Boyega is Captain Britain, Power Man, Blue Marvel.
Oh, Captain Britain's a cool idea, because that accent, he could actually be himself, which is rad.
Yeah. Some people were arguing about other things.
We do have an amazingly civil chat as compared to most comic forums.
This is very true. Thank you, guys. but yeah, just keep the chat going. Woody Harrelson is Carnage.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are pumped about that as well.
Good, 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 good. So, once again, apologies for the speediness of this episode, but we I think, covered most of the news. And now, for a quick Mary Marvelite shout-out section, I'm going to shout out Tao Din, Tao Din 19, Colt Badeau, as always, running the Star Jammer and getting us informed, Elton Arthur 5, Knight BT, Bill T, Robin Beer at Beer Robin, Trent 2 at Shadow Can 33, Mitchipedia, who I met at WonderCon and was awesome, thank you, sir, Anna Jones at Solar Jones, Gilly at Greg the Gamer, who I see all the time on Instagram, thank you, Greg, Leko, who's always a good part of conversations, and of course, Morgana and a bunch of numbers, hi, Morgana, Christopher Letty, and then we also got some of our first fan art coming in, so I want to show some of the fan art. Did you see the one of you?
Yes, I did.
The Spider-Woman we got a couple weeks, like 2 weeks back when you were on, is stunning. I loved it. We'll show that one. That's coming next week. We're going to do a whole bunch next week. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to show three real quick this week. Two are from Gio. At Gio was here. He gave a shout out to the lovely Ollie Dreamboat and was sketching during the show. And I love that I'm can-canning and being held by Ollie here very daintily. I like the ballerina toe tip, which, yes, fantastic. And one of my favorites, another one from Gio. This is just, that's so me and Markia, and I love that I'm like Dapper Pool. Like, Markia is strutting and me, yeah, just, dude, Gio, fantastic work. I'm excited to always see more of your work. And of course, Mr. Sky Patterson, good friend in the live chat, has drawn the three of us, and we look very intense and focused, and Matt Key has made the cut. Matt is always with us, that's why this lives here, because the astral form of Matt Key is part of the show. So Matt is with us always, and he is in the photo. And then, a big news, Rudy Morales, longtime friend of the show, diehard Marvelite, is having a baby.
Yay.
So all I'm saying is new Avenger, right? We got a new Avenger, just like in the books. We've got a new one coming and repping that with Spidey. Much love. Rudy, congratulations. That's incredible. And guys, thank you. Every time I get a tweet, anytime, like all the animation stuff, when people are throwing me the Deadpool things, when you guys are sharing the love about Donald Glover, that's why I'm talking about this Collider article that's incredible. At Call, you wrote the hell out of that thing. I am going to be upset about the Deadpool thing. I'm opening and closing the show with it. I'm so upset. In the history of my hosting, I've never felt something was so close to being perfect, and I really think that if we can find a home for it, if you, the fans, make sure everyone knows what that script meant and find it if you can, because you guys know how much I love Deadpool, and I'm saying it is the best written from comic, like how I feel to page, it's a beautiful thing. So find it, enjoy it, talk to me about it. I love you guys on Twitter. Where can they find you on the internet?
On all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ, and plenty of shows here at AfterBuzz and Popcorn Talk.
Which ones? Marvel. Yeah,
Marvel TV Weekly, Box Office Breakdown on Popcorn Talk, and there's one more, Netflix Picks.
Hell
on
yeah,
AfterBuzz TV. And yeah, of course, on my social medias, there's a lot of information coming your way. I haven't shared a lot of things. So feel free to hop on there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And Langley M. Neely, shout out to you in the live chat. I know you're having a week, but you're awesome. I also want to say that Deadpool's on FX tonight in its TV debut, and they're having a special announcement. If the Donald Glover thing was the most elaborate March April Fool's joke, I'll be the happiest boy. It's unlikely, but they say there's a special announcement. Can you imagine if they like preemptively April Fool's dust?
That would be amazing.
And like, there's the 1% chance that that's even a possibility. Just like, maybe. There's hope. The last modicum of hope is still in my heart. Next week is our 175th episode, which is insane. We've been doing this for so long. So we're going to have an anniversary exercised issue, episode, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to see if we can do an hour and a half, maybe two, probably an hour and a half. So any fan art you guys have, anything you've been working on, send it to cult at marvelnewsptn. Send it to me in Marquia's way. Include all of us in it. I love you guys so much, and I wanted to make sure that we got you this week. Oh, last bit of news. They're announcing the Spider-Man game when it's released today. And that's been like, for 2 years I've been waiting. Yeah, I saw your shirt. That reminded me. Yes. The Spider-Man game looks so good. They're announcing officially the date tonight. So we'll find out tonight. So next week, we'll be talking about the Spider-Man game. We've got so much to talk about next week. Thank you guys so much for your patience in this having to be a really quick show. You can find me at COYJANDREAU on Twitter, on Instagram. I've got a show over on Instagram. And I'm on Collider Heroes every Wednesday. And I've actually got a bunch of cool stuff cooking up that I can announce mid-April. So love you guys. I'll see you next week. Thanks.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.